Welcome to the latest episode of Public Power Now. I'm Paul Schimpoli, APPA's News Director. Our guest in this episode is Rob Shelley, the General Manager of Michigan Public Power Utility, Grand Haven Board of Light and Power. The utility in September 2024 unanimously voted to name Shelley as its new General Manager. Prior to this action, Rob served as the utility's interim General Manager. He's worked for the utility for 9 years. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure thing. So, Rob, just to get our conversation started, and I've done this with other officials that I've interviewed who've had a long career at the public power in question for the interview. So wanted to, you know, in that context, wanted to give you a chance to provide an overview of your career at the utility.
Thanks. I started at the Grand Haven Board of Light and Power in October of 2015 as the distribution engineering manager. So that would be, other utilities may call that like your operations, distribution operations manager, overseeing the tree crew, the line crew, the meter shop, et cetera. From there, I've worked in that role for, you know, the 9 years I was here, always been in an executive position. But prior to coming to Grand Haven full time, I actually worked for Grand Haven as a consultant. I was a consultant engineer for 15 years before jumping ship to public power. And I did a lot of work with Grand Haven on a daily, weekly basis before coming here. So it was a very familiar utility before just even becoming a full-time employee here.
And I guess it goes without saying that having that insider knowledge of operations gives you an advantage in terms of taking on your current role.
Absolutely. It's another step up the chain here, but you know, understanding what the people do in the back day to day. And of course, you have to interface with everybody as the operations manager. So I deal with accounting, HR. So changed the role a little bit, but I have a lot of familiarity and understood what the role was going to look like before moving on to it.
So switching gears here, I want to talk about renewable energy. And in terms of preparing for this interview, one of the things that jumped out at me is the fact that the utility has a goal of having renewable energy represent 28% of its overall generation portfolio by 2025. Can you detail how the utility plans to achieve this goal?
Yeah, currently we're at 24%. And over the last handful of years, I would say the last 20 years or so, we've been growing that portfolio. So we're very lucky here in Michigan. We have a great joint action agency, the Michigan MPPA, Michigan Public Power. And with them, we've been working for years on evaluating projects and ability to buy into things and really have been able to grow that. The biggest jump of that happened in 2020. We had a coal-fired power plant that we shut down and have decommissioned and tore down. So we went from being able to generate all of our electricity to actually having to go out and purchase our electricity, which gave us a lot of opportunity to go out and look at things that are available in the marketplace. You know, can we replace some of this coal energy with wind, solar, et cetera? So we have everything from landfill gas to wind and solar in our portfolio. And like I said, we started that in like 2010. The state of Michigan has a 15% goal for all utilities. And like I said, we're currently at 24%, and the state of Michigan is now going to 50% in 2030. So we'll be continuing to build that relationship with other partners and maybe some internal work to get to that level. But most of that will be gone through with our joint action agency.
As you know, Public Power Week was celebrated nationwide the week of October 6th through October 12th. So wanted to take advantage of this interview to give you the chance to tell our listeners more about how Grand Haven Board of Light and Power celebrated Public Power Week.
But we looked at Public Power Week as an opportunity to tell our story and be a commercial to our customers, our community. So as you know, public power is all about being community facing. And it was a very, very busy week for us because we had not only our stuff for just public power, which we did some stuff online on our social media platforms. We had some free giveaways. Anybody that wanted to come in the office, you know, the little freebies. We had a raffle for a smart thermostat gift basket as well. So that was kind of stuff we were planning, as well as we had to deal with the hurricane in Florida. We had crews go down there. So that kind of came a big news story here locally. So during that week, we had, like I said, our normal public power stuff. It's also fire prevention week. So we had people at the local fire barns giving electrical safety demos. We had a career fair at the local high school. Once again, we meet out with local high school students talking about careers and opportunities in public power. Of course, we do our press releases, you know, saying about public power, how, you know, the things that we do, the value we bring back to the community, you know, the services we offer the community. I mentioned the hurricane, a mutual aid response. actually led us to get two interviews on the local radio stations to talk about that. So we use that opportunity to bring up Public Power Week and, you know, once again, inform our customers about all the things that you get with having a local owned municipal utility that, you know, it's not just, you got good paying jobs locally. You've got better rates, better reliability. I mean, we all know the story. If you're listening to the Public Power podcast, you kind of know the story I'm talking about. But it gives us a chance to get out there and really give that to our customers.
Last question for you. I want to talk about awards that the utilities received from APPA. Specifically, earlier this year, the utility received the Gold Standard for Safety Award and a Diamond Level Reliable Public Power Provider designation from APPA. So what are the steps the Grand Haven Board of Light and Power has taken to achieve these high levels of safety and reliability?
Well, it all begins with accountability. So we look at these things. We take safety is, of course, paramount. I think every utility feels that way. But we try to live that motto. And we tell the guys, you know, what's your number one rule when you're reporting to an outage? So we kind of tie this into reliability. It's not about getting the lights on. It's about making sure the public and our guys stay safe, our people stay safe. And then we're trying to protect the system as well so that we don't do more damage. If we burn something up, how are we going to turn the lights back on for everyone else? So when you start getting these mindsets and the training and the foresight that goes into that, it's like I said, it's a motto, it's foresight, it's thinking about all this stuff. So you get the proper training so everybody knows what's expected of them. They understand, you know, how to make good decisions. And then of course it goes back into the engineering and everything else when you talk about the RP3. It's not just looking at your reliability statistics. Are you putting the proper training in place? Are you putting funds aside to reinvest in the system? Are you doing proper tree trimming or studies? All these types of things all roll into that. And that's where it's very important to live that, and you'll see the results. So I would encourage anybody that doesn't participate in a lot of these APPA awards, whether it's the safety awards or RP3 or customer service or customer satisfaction. I mean, it really does put you through a process to see, is there things that I could be doing better? What is the standard? What are others doing? And maybe it's something you're not doing, but you learn from taking these, filling out the applications, that maybe there's something we can to be doing better, or maybe there's something we haven't even thought about. So that's really where we rely on those APPA designations. We're very proud of them because, you know, it means that we're performing well in our sphere. Now, we're not trying to compare ourselves against the big IOU. We're comparing ourselves against others in our same class. But it also gives us the opportunity to benchmark ourselves and say, is there something else that we can be doing better?
Great, Rob. Well, thanks again so much for taking the time to speak with us. Been a really interesting conversation. I think our listeners are going to get a lot out of it. So thanks again for taking the time to speak with us. And also wanted to just give you the opportunity to come back as a guest at some point, perhaps this time next year, where we could talk about some of these topics. I'm sure there's other things going on at the utility we could also talk about.
Perfect. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity to be on today.
Sure thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Power Now, which is produced by Julio Guerrero, graphic and digital designer at APPA. I'm Paul Schimpoli, and we'll be back next week with more from the world of public power.